This is Laura Dierda with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Shannon Becker, Vice President of Information Systems and Clinical Systems at Sentara. Shannon, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Now, I know we've got a lot to talk about, and I'm looking forward to digging deeper into some of the really cool things that you're doing at Sentara. But before we do that, can you please introduce yourself and tell us just a bit about your background?
Sure. As you said, my name's Shannon Becker. I work with Sentara Health. I've been here about 2 years. I have had a pretty diverse career in healthcare. I started off as a clinician. I was a respiratory therapist and then finished my master's in health informatics and kind of started from the ground up in healthcare IT. I started off as a super user and worked my way through 11 different Epic applications and wanted to find a way in which to help our communities at a much more strategic level. So I came to Sentara working in the revenue cycle applications and now find myself in this position over all of our clinical applications here at Sentara.
Well, that's amazing to hear. And, certainly a great career journey from that time as a respiratory therapist into doing so many other aspects of healthcare systems. And as you mentioned, being able to influence the system on a really strategic level is amazing. So with that in mind, could you tell me a little bit about your most successful project from the last year or two? What did you do and how did you measure the results?
So for us, I don't think it's about large projects over the last 2 years. I think that we at Sentara have had a goal for seamless, secure healthcare systems that really keep our consumer at the focus. So we've done a lot of small things to really enhance that consumer experience, and additionally begin to decrease the administrative load that's on our physicians to really help with cognitive fatigue. So just a little bit about all of the different things that we're doing in that space. We've just recently launched our DAX Copilot for our physicians with the ambient listening to assist in more accurate notes. We are working through some self-scheduling initiatives to make that consumer experience much more seamless and less frustrating. I think everyone can relate to the fact that, my physician orders an MRI, I have to call this phone number, and then they transfer me here, they transfer me there. And that can take up to an hour just to make an appointment. So we're really focusing on ways to take the frustration out of accessing care. In addition to that, we here at Sentara are very, very focused on meeting our health consumers, patients, community members where they are. So we go out in the community and we talk to them, and our focus groups have really found that we have some healthcare deserts in our communities that we're looking to really find ways to connect with our communities as it relates to meeting their needs in multiple spaces in one encounter. So we've got our mobile care units that are out providing care in places in which our community members gain access to food pantries and other things of that nature.
That's really great to hear. And certainly, having that ability to look at the one big goal for the system and making sure that you've got the patient at the forefront, making the experience seamless and secure for them is really cool. And then looking at, as you mentioned, being able to care for the caregivers as well as community members and in increase access is really so crucial these days. So, when you are looking at some of those things and then looking ahead to what are some of your top priorities for the next 12 months or so? What do you have top of mind?
So, over the next 12 months, our top priorities for our patients and health consumers are to continue down the path of a more seamless journey. We are working with our clinical access center to have a one-stop shop, no matter the need of the patient. So that would include managing appointments, managing billing, nurse triage and other things like that. We really want to take the difficulty out of accessing care. We've always been, at the forefront of offering a great clinical experience and providing care in that acute situation in which you need it. But, historically, I think healthcare has focused on providing the tools for our clinicians to do the work, the tools for our physicians to document and document more appropriately. But we haven't always been the best at designing our solutions to make healthcare easy or to make healthcare transparent. So over the next 12 months, that's where we're going to continue to focus to streamline that experience for our consumers.
That's really great to hear. And, you know, certainly having that experience front of mind in making things easier is such an important thing right now and very admirable. When you look at the idea of being able to create a better experience for patients, what are some of the pain points that you're trying to solve for or how are you really tackling that from a strategic level?
Right. So here at Sentara, we have health plan and provider services. So we're really trying to find ways to consolidate that experience and provide a more just seamless journey. So enhancements within the MyChart experience and our 1-800 Sentara portal are ways that we're focusing on that. And really, it's a patient empowerment and education thing as well. I think we sometimes expect consumers just to know where to go and how to find things. So creating a much more user-friendly journey for our patients with how they like to interact with healthcare. You know, when you think of it generationally, you know, my children would much rather never talk to anyone and just have a text and web-based experience, whereas other groups, depending on what they need at any given moment, might want to flex. So really that omni-channel experience that's catered to the way that, as I stated before, our consumers want to access healthcare.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it seems like these days, as much as you can, having that choice or the ability to, you know, curate, I guess, the healthcare experience right around the patient's preferences is really important. Before we wrap up here, I'm wondering, could you talk a little bit about how you anticipate your role and teams will change as some of these factors and trends continue on in healthcare?
Absolutely. So here at Sentara, I've already done some rearranging, I'd say, of my teams. I don't anticipate that my teams will have new roles, but it's just an elevation of their knowledge in certain spaces. I think, you know, the recent security breaches and healthcare IT have been terrifying. And, you know, many times we work in a siloed fashion. And I think what we're going to see change and our roles and our teams is just a higher level of education and knowledge in multiple spaces. So it's not just enough to know the specific space that you work in, be it, you know, surgical scheduling, be it pharmacy. It's having that security lens. It's having that consumer lens. It's just a much more broad and holistic view of healthcare and how our landscape is changing. And then always making sure that you understand those connection points as we in the IT space build out our solutions.
Yeah, that's such an excellent point. And, you know, really kind of gets to the bottom of having that more of an interconnected experience, not only for the patients, but having that kind of view of it, no matter who you are on the team. And that's not an easy change to bring about or an easy thing to inspire in people to help them really see the big picture and connect the dots in a meaningful way. Is there anything that you do with your team in order to get them in that right mindset or really prime them in a way to make that transition?
Absolutely. So we do a lot of cross training across our application teams. We do lunch and learns with security. We really try to take an approach that is collaborative. We're always trying to learn a little bit about the other people's spaces. And, you know, for me growing up, my grandfather is actually from Austria, and he instilled in me at an early age that it's always important to learn the language of your neighbors. So that's the approach I've taken here at Sentara with leadership and, you know, trying to provide the best experience I can for all of our teams.
I love that. Learn the language of your neighbors. What a powerful way to think about all of this and really grow in a meaningful way. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us on the Becker's podcast. This has been such a great conversation. I really appreciate your time, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
All right. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.